George? George?
Yes, Mr. President.
We talked about a good many things with Wagner. We talked about some foreign problems, which I said the other day. We talked about some of his poverty plans. We talked about the race problem in New York. And we did not go into the senatorial race other than he said that he had had a conversation with the Attorney General. And I said, well, I have not discussed this with the Attorney General. And he had not talked to me or had not seen me about it and had consulted me about going into the New York thing. And I don't think that I ought to ever check myself into primaries. That was that. We didn't discuss it at all. Now, who is it that wants this press conference? Looks like somebody planted that this morning.
Herman Smith was the one that said they wanted the press conference on Kennedy. And Phil Potter piped up and said, now, wait a minute. He said, I want a press conference, too, but I don't want it on one subject, he said.
Well, I'm just reading what it says. George, to follow a pattern from Mr. Gorowski, who made a request the other day, may we now request a press conference with the president?
Right, that's Smith.
Mr. Reedy, surely, primarily discuss his attitude towards the senatorial aspects of the Attorney General. Question, I'll request one on other grounds. I guess that's Potter.
What's Potter?
In other words, you want a more expanded agenda. Yes, I requested private interview, as a matter of fact.
That was Wicker who was just kidding. That private interview.
I will certainly relay that. Any request for sound on this press conference?
That was Tom Craven.
What time is the press conference? I forward all requests. Well, I don't see any reason why I don't meet them right after this is over. Just let them come in here. And just have one not on sound and not on film and not on the record, but just...
I think that's an excellent idea. They were just trying to bait me, of course.
Yeah, and I think it's disgraceful. I would walk out on it. Just absolutely. I read this stuff here and you didn't know your ass from a hole in the ground. You didn't know what you was reading. You read a long lot of bullshit you ought to handed them. About nothing. Absolutely nothing. Department of Interior Supplemental. And then they got into it, and you didn't know what countries you were covering and what it applied to. And then they got down to raising hell about the senatorial race in New York. I think you just got to look at them and be very firm and say, now, gentlemen, I don't want to debate and bitch with you and argue and fight. All I can tell you is President told me that he talked these general subjects, but he did not discuss politics, and he's not interfering in New York, and he's not, no source in the White House that we can find anything about it, give anything to the New York Times. I don't believe that at all. I believe that that either manufactured or came from some of the Attorney General's publicity men or some of the Wagner publicity men. I would think it's the Attorney General's because of the fact that they said I was endorsing him, wouldn't you?
I think almost certainly.
But they said a White House source.
Yeah, they had that, but it was a New York Dateline.
Yeah, but they don't mind lying, do they?
No.
So what they did,
said that to them. There's no question about
well,
that.
Well, why do they say a White House source, though? Why don't they say who said it? Why don't they say a friend of Kennedy's?
Well, I keep worried about somebody, and I don't know whom. Friend of Kennedy's who may still be here. I don't think they'd say a White House source. It was somebody completely outside of the White House.
Well, maybe Ken O'Donnell.
He's the one that's been carrying the ball the most.
You see any signs of him around?
No.
What do you mean, carrying the ball?
Oh, I thought you meant right now. No, for a number of weeks. I kept hearing rumors of conversations going on over at that international club, which were supposed to originate with him. I could never pin them down.
About
Kennedy.
About our operation?
Yeah. Nothing I could ever pin down or prove.
Okay.
You bet, sir.
George?